as the thunder rolls, I'm glad to give my life to the Lord. Blow, blow, cold or green, blow like I'm never gonna blow again. Like a hurricane, you came and went, I'll never forget a single thing's pain. Swells I could call you a friend. You taught me a right and wrong. Boy, you taught me how to write a song. You were my hero, not afraid to say, and I miss you every single day. But while I still breathe, I will still fight to bring a new dawn on this endless night. Blow, cold wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. The lightning strikes and the thunder rolls, I'm glad they took my life to the Lord. Blow, cold north wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. Like a hurricane you came and went, I'll never forget a single thing's pain.
All right, here we go, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, December 4th, 2022. And, you know, one thing I'm not going to do tonight is play a bunch of Kanye West clips off the Alex Jones show. It's everywhere. I'm sure tons of hosts all over have played this stuff. And I made the decision that I wasn't going to dig through that interview, which I watched a couple times. And it was painful to watch. And it was funny at the same time, but it was painful just because of all of the elements. And there's so much speculation, and I'm going to dig into surrounding speculation, but I'm not going to actually play clips from the interview from Kanye West, a.k.a. Ye, a.k.a. Yeezus. Okay, so you have to go back, and I really disliked this dude back when he was hooked up with Jay-Z, who was going by Jehovah at the time. See, these two were blasphemers some years back. Okay, Jehovah and Yeezus. You see, they were both taking on names of the Almighty and making a mockery out of it. And there's, you can watch some of these old kind of documentaries that were floating around from like probably 10 years ago, 8 years ago, that really document all of this messianic imagery that was in the mainstream media with Mr. West. Crown of thorns on his head, hanging like on a cross position, and so forth and so on. And so now he's linked up with Nick Fuentes, who I'll catch a little bit of his stuff from time to time. Supposedly now Milo Yiannopoulos, this gay Jewish Catholic, supposedly a reformed gay now. He's supposedly off of the, you know, the yay train, okay? And, you know, there's all this stuff with Laura Loomer throwing Marjorie Taylor Greene under the bus for having Milo as an intern for some months. All kinds of weird stuff in the kind of kosher right circles, okay? And now Nick Fuentes, I mean, he's pretty outspoken about being a skeptic of the Holocaust narrative, and talks about, you know, Jewish power and all that stuff. You know, he's a quirky kid, very very stringy, bony, kind of weird hands when you see him like on Cozy TV on his broadcast. It's very weird with him. Some people think he's gay too. I don't know. He might just be like a old school kind of celibate type. I don't know. It's hard to, you know, trying to be asexual, I guess, if you will. So it's very interesting stuff. I mean, the Q people are going crazy. The Balenciaga, people that are watching the Balenciaga stuff going pretty crazy. So I'm going to get into that stuff in a bit. But where I wanted to start tonight, since you heard that the intro song there, Cold North Wind, that's by a band called Brutal Attack, okay, and they're very big and established in far-right, pro-white circles, whatever you want to call it. People say they're neo-Nazis and everything. Everybody throws around the neo-Nazi term, and, you know, Kanye, or Ye, he really ruffled some feathers with his Nazi stuff and questioning the narrative of the quote-unquote Holocaust, which, you know, many of us in our sector, RBN land, other places, even former left-wingers like Dr. Fetzer, he really dug into the narrative of the Holocaust. You know, Ernst Zundel and all the people, David Irving and Kahlerstrom and all these people, Nick Kahlerstrom. Maybe Eric Kahlerstrom. I think it's Nick Kahlerstrom. But there's a bunch of Eric Kahlerstroms, I think, is the guy with the targeted individual thing. But don't hold me to that. I know Mer's listening, and she'll correct me through email later. But anyway, you know, there's a lot of work that's been done as far as revisionist history goes, as far as what the real objective was here with these camps like Auschwitz, Bergen-Belsen, and so forth. Okay. So we'll, you know, people, there's these Jews are going crazy out here right now with the Holocaust stuff. And I got a clip on that. It's pretty crazy. But I wanted to get into this since we played some Brutal Attack. And I found this over on Veterans Today, but this was originally on Russia Today in the last couple weeks. And this one's called An American Neo-Nazi Who Fought Within Azov Battalion Avows the Crimes of His Ukrainian Colleagues. Okay. Earlier this month, Juan Sinmiedo, who runs a popular Telegram channel documenting human rights abuses in Ukraine, published an explosive interview with Boneface, real name Kent McClellan. Okay, remember the name McClellan, the 32-year-old neo-Nazi from Florida who joined the fascist volunteer right sector, that's called Svoboda, group during the Donbas War and returned to fight alongside the Azov Battalion in January 2022. The discussion with McClellan shatters many myths and lies that have been circulated about the Maidan coup, the current conflict in Ukraine, and the disturbingly strong influence of nationalist movements within the country. See how they say nationalist movements are disturbingly? Anyway, McClellan, the son of the front man of quote-unquote neo-Nazi rock band Brutal Attack. Okay, so Ken McClellan is the singer of Brutal Attack. This kid, Kent, I guess Ken was over here in the U.S. and probably had a child with an American woman. I'm guessing. I don't know the story with Kent, his son. So he's the son of the front man of band Brutal Attack, got involved with far-right activism while just a teenager and had numerous run-ins with the law for subversive, racially charged activities. He and other members of the racist, quote-unquote, organization American Front were detained by the FBI in May 2012 for preparing terrorist acts against ethnic minorities in Florida. So contact with the FBI. We know how this goes when people have contact with the FBI. Many of them go on later on down the line to be pacified, if you will, in other operations. Anyway, it was this background that led him to travel to Ukraine in 2014. So he contacts the FBI in 2012, and then next thing you know, oh, he's going to Ukraine in 2014. The American fascist circles he moved in had direct links and regular contact with nationalist groups at the forefront of the Maidan, which at the time were hosting large public events nearly daily in every oblast that wasn't seeing war, as did far-right movements in many other nearby countries, including Finland, Georgia, and Latvia. And this is a quote from McClellan. In case the world wonders what happened to all the real skinheads, they all went to Ukraine, McClellan said. It seems the U.S. government approved of the presence of McClellan and others in Ukraine at that time. He says he got caught. It's not clear by whom or what. Teaching Ukrainians DNS poisoning, and the Americans wanted to sit in and help. So DNS poisoning, I'll just give you a short kind of definition, or it's called DNS spoofing. Okay? During a DNS poisoning attack, a hacker substitutes the address for a valid website for an imposter. Once completed, that hacker can steal valuable information like passwords and account numbers, or the hacker can simply refuse to load the spoof site. Someone browsing the web may never know that DNS spoofing is happening. The person may visit a site that looks perfectly normal and even functions somewhat normally, so everything seems safe. Or that person may find that a beloved site just won't load. That person may try again for a time or two, but anger could be directed at the company for hosting the site that doesn't work. Preventing DNS poisoning starts by blocking DNS spoofing. So DNS poisoning is a hacker technique that manipulates known vulnerabilities within the domain name system. When it's completed, a hacker can reroute traffic from one site to a fake version, and the contagion can spread due to the way the DNS works. Okay, the Chinese government uses DNS poisoning to block access to sites that hold content that officials find objectionable. And we're seeing this going on with all the Chinese unrest now, which I have some articles pulled up about that too. Some people are calling BS and calling this a color revolution by the Soros kind of, you know, open society cabal. We shall see how this fleshes out. But anyway, back to the article. So they didn't want names, and he's talking about the American government wanted to sit in and help. They didn't want names or anything, but they wanted to monitor the situation. Isn't that nice? So this Zio U.S. government, which will try to crush any bit of quote-unquote anti-Semitism here in the mainland of the U.S., they're sitting over and watching some of these characters move into the Ukraine, and they think that's just great. Without this backing, I would have been charged with the violation of the American Neutrality Act, McClellan claims. In 2015, absolutely horrific video began circulating, which purportedly depicted members of the Azov Battalion crucifying a Russian resident of eastern Ukraine and setting the cross upon which he was literally and bloodily nailed on fire. Around the same time, another clip titled Kikes Get the Rope featured a hanged pregnant woman and her husband, also proliferated online. It was claimed the pair were Jews who had been lynched by Azov fighters. Multiple Ukrainian and Western government-funded fact-checking websites, including the quote-unquote neo-Nazi sympathizing Stop Fake, declared the footage to be fraudulent, did so again in chorus when the gruesome visuals resurfaced widely following February 24th. The Azov battalion has also repeatedly denied that their fighters were responsible for either heinous act. Although the defense was not compelling, it was simply claimed that the Azov logo on the murderer's uniforms was much larger than it should be. The testimony of McClellan confirms those videos are very real. He, in fact, features in the crucifixion footage and took photos of tornado fighters posing with the corpses of the hanged couple. Though the pair were not, in fact, Jewish and their ritualistic murder was too extreme even for his violent taste, he said, "I wouldn't have supported an action like that." On the subject of tornado, McClellan refers to the fascist paramilitary battalion as by far the most horrifying thing I've ever seen or dealt with in my life. And it shows some pictures of some of these guys with various, you know, skulls, iron crosses, upside down Christian crosses, and so forth. And so I got to stop here and kind of, just kind of go with a caveat here. I got exposed to a lot of this stuff through the music scene and not through my political leanings or any of this, you know. So if you were into like metal and you were into punk and then you found some of the skinhead music, this was your way into kind of these circles, was through music. And then you kind of have to travel in these circles to realize there is a large wing that developed later from the 80s into the 90s and 2000s, which is called NSBM, which is National Socialist Black Metal, which fuses kind of like your National Socialism, the imagery from the fascists, you know, and so forth, and then fused that with black metal, which gravitates towards Satan and Luciferian type of religious ideology. That's why it's called NSBM, National Socialist Black Metal. And so there's a whole wing of that, okay? And some of these guys are, and some of this, let's just say, material has played itself out on the, let's say, world stage here in the Ukraine with some of the brutality that you'll see happening with some of these Ukrainian fighters, and some of whom have come from other parts of the world. Remember how ISIS, okay, Daesh, absorbed fighters from all over different parts of the world, quite possibly Israel's Amman and Mossad too, and a bunch of Saudi criminals. They freed the jails, freed from the jails and so forth. And so there's a similar thing here where Ukraine seems to have attracted a bunch of people from the National Socialist scene around the world. A lot of it comes out of the music scene, and it goes, materializes into the political, and you've got a military battles going on and so forth. And so it's interesting to see this, and this is kind of stuff that I've talked about over the months as Ukraine got hot. Investigations by Western rights groups concluded that Tornado inflicted absolutely brutal torture on captured separatist fighters and innocent civilians in the Donbas. Now, this Russell Bentley guy who claims he's a communist and so forth, he's really on Rents and Susan Lindauer and some of these other programs, and he talks about what he's witnessed there, and that's very, very, possible and probable. Okay, you've got people that are traditional kind of Russian Soviet sympathizers on one side, and you've got some nationalists and let's just say some characters that have been sucked into this vortex from around the world and so forth. It's interesting. And then you got a bunch of Jewish gangsters and the U.S. government sitting on top of it, and they're sitting there smiling, wringing their hands, and then I got a nice part of this to read later. Prisoners were stripped naked, held in basements, and electric shocks were applied to their genitals and other body parts. Some detainees were forced to rape each other under threat of death. McClellan was involved in some of Tornado's savage interrogations and suggests the treatment of such people is the same with the Russians, I would guess, in reference to soldiers captured since February 24th. A number of Tornado fighters were eventually jailed by the Ukrainian government for their actions, despite their rap sheets, including the rape of children, torture, the cold-blooded murder of civilians. They somehow avoided war crimes charges and typically got light sentences. For example, the battalion's founder, Ruslan Onishenko, a sadistic pedophile, allegedly received just 11 years in prison in 2017. He is one of several Tornado fighters released from prison by President Zelensky since the conflict started and sent to fight in the hottest spots. Two different wars. Upon his return to Ukraine at the start of this year, Boneface McClellan enlisted with the Azov Battalion and quickly became involved in the fight for Mariupol, which led him to witnessing a lot of heinous shit. He describes the early stages of the battles, a lot of shooting at absolutely nothing, and a lot of soldiers not knowing what to do. And he felt that the citizens of Mariupol were divided heavily on a pro-Ukraine and a pro-Russian stance. During this time, McClellan alleges Azov was in talks with the CIA and the Pentagon, which conducted intelligence operations during the war there. So, and we've all suspected this. We all know these arms shipments and the billions of dollars. It goes to the Ukrainian government. Now it's allegedly going through FTX, back into the Democratic Party coffers. But in the meantime, probably every able-bodied merc and true believer or what have you gets sucked into this vortex called the Ukraine, and they get armed up. And we've heard these stories of these Americans that went over as mercs and joined some of these units, and then how what a cluster it is, a Charlie Foxtrot in military terms, about, you know, how chaotic it was and is. It is American meddling in Ukraine that caused Russia's invasion, McClellan believes. While not viewing Russia as the victim, he accepts that the country was provoked by Kiev and the West. He is very critical of his fellow countrymen for not knowing that places such as Ossetia exist or Georgia's invasion of it. They just think Russia decides to bomb the F out of places for no reason, McClellan says. Boneface was shipped back to the U.S. on an order after Ukrainian security services operatives were busted, planning to kill him in a hospital in Kiev. He continues to support Azov to the fullest, but he doesn't support the EU or NATO and feels if the latter was to get involved with the conflict, there won't be anything, as far as a nationalist goes, worth or left fighting for. And they call, you know, the Globo Homo stuff and all that that people talk about. McClellan says there was a massive celebration when Ukraine was denied for NATO. For him, this reflects on how the Ukraine conflict is effectively two wars, the one the nationalists are fighting and the one the state is fighting. Okay, so he's basically saying, look, there's these nationalists, these hardcore guys over here, and he's saying the state run by this Jew mobster Zelensky is fighting. Okay, and the two are entirely different. He foresees Azov and the other nationalist groups being thrown under the bus by Kiev in the future once their usefulness for the NATO regime ran out. How many months have I been saying that? That for these Jews and for these Zog people in the United States government to, and, you know, and let's just say the Khazar gang, you know, that want to create this Israel 2.0, Khazaria 2.0. He foresees Azov and other nationalist groups being thrown under the bus by Kiev in the future once their usefulness for the NATO regime ran out. Echoing words of the assassinated chief of the right sector, we're not finished yet in the Maidan. McClellan concludes by saying, I would like to see Russia just go home, and while the government, Kiev is frail, another Maidan revolution. So some of these guys have a different, they want to get Russia out, and then they want to overthrow Zelensky and then put in a government of their own liking. I just found this very interesting due to the fact that he's the son of the singer of Brutal Attack. there, and he comes to a lot of the same conclusions that many of us have had right from the outset. When you see the right sector, the Azov, and all the National Socialist imagery and so forth, and then you see all these Jews sitting in places in the government. Very, very fascinating. And unfortunately, like I said from the beginning, there's a bunch of good dudes, and I'm not saying all of them, because you got a bunch of these Satanists that are probably there too, like the National Socialist black metal types that are like reject any traditional form of religion and are all about, plunder and so forth, rape, pillage, plunder. And install some sort of a crazy, butchering regime. Who knows? But it's an interesting, very, very deep dive when you're looking at some of these factions and how this all plays out. So I wanted to get that article in. And let's see. Now, I'm going to read a couple of the comments here. Okay. Same a-hole Jews are behind Ukraine as are involved in World War II. In fact, I learned these days that... Now, this is just a commenter. Hitler was the spiritual asset of Zionism, Nazi Jews. Altogether, they are the so-called Satan's children. The big problem with these... the earth are made by the Jews. The only unique enemy to mankind is Jewish existence and their Talmudist mindset. The most addicted country in this world is the U.S. rail, fully under seven layer of Jewish Kabbalah hypnosis, blah, blah, blah. And then there's another commenter says, you're wrong about Hitler. He was not a Zionist asset. Hitler was fighting the same Bolsheviks that overthrew Russia in 1917. Hitler's unforgivable crime was shutting down all Freemason halls, Rothschild banks, and imprisoning a Rothschild to learn factual information, blah, 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 blah. So this is the real thing that really kind of boils down into the Kanye Alex Jones interview, okay? Because I got some notes here. we get into the Dennis Wise angle, and I know we're coming up on break. Dennis Wise angle, the greatest story never told, okay? John Statmiller watched it a few years back, and he commented on it. And then a bunch of people, really watched that movie. And also Communism by the Back Door, New World Order, Communism by the Back Door. Now, these two movies come from a traditional Catholic perspective. You have to realize that that's what Dennis Wise, that's his angle he's coming from. Okay. And so then you've got also like Henry Mackow and Alex Jones and a bunch of these guys that really say that Hitler was an asset of the British kind of Zio-Anglo-American establishment, okay? Now, Jones is not going to use the word Zio. He'll just say Anglo-American establishment. He gets into the Carol Quigley stuff and all that stuff. That really the British Empire is the hand up here on top of a lot of this. Then you've got, like the Eric John Phelps and the Greg Szymanskis and the Johnny Cerucci's and these guys that say this thing was a Vatican Jesuit orchestration, World War II. Okay, Himmler having an uncle being a Jesuit and so forth. And so you have these factions in our alternative media here that constantly are arguing their side of the players of World War II and where their loyalties were. Were they real? Were they cutouts for controlling puppet masters? I've been racking my brain with this stuff since I first, kind of got my inclinations in my mind and my spirit that something was BS with history. And, you know, these things are going to be argued about until kingdom come, folks. You know, everybody thinks they know, they've got the truth, they've got the corner on the truth, man, and nobody else knows as much as they do, and blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, look, I don't claim to be some brilliant scholar. I just claim to be a person that's always searching. And, you know, sometimes those things, you know, you come to a place where you're like, damn it, I didn't want to believe that. But then sometimes things smack you in the face to where you just sometimes can't ignore it. And so we will continue this on the other side of the break. Hope you keep listening. Incendiary Radio, and I'll plug the chat rooms and everything we get back. The people are risen, reunite their blood, to tear it down, before they could. Tear down the wall, got to see fold. Strike up your people. Now you're in the stars to hear his people cry. The hours are playing, the European blood. Seems like a game of chess, but well, I'm still tearing down the wall.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We'll be right back.
Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The main chat room, the number 2, incendiaryradio.chitango.com. You also have an unmonitored chat, incendiaryradio.chitango.com. And you can find the archive at the Republic Broadcasting Archives, or you can also find it at Hoolies blog, W-H-O-O-L-I-S blog.blogspot.com. And we are going out over a couple networks, thanks to Sean Surplus, 107.9 in the Alpines in Australia, and there's another one up in Buffalo, I can't remember right now. And then we got Speak Free Radio has got us going simulcasting right now also. So welcome to everybody on all those. So back to the thing with the Kanye West Nazi stuff, okay? You also have Eustace Mullins, okay? Now, he maintained kind of this theory of the relationship between the National Socialists and the Zionists, hence the term Nazi. Well, you also have the word Ashkenazi. You know, a lot of people throw that around, okay? So you have that kind of angle. And you got a lot of people talking about Operation Paperclip again. You know, we've NASA, military, CIA, and so forth, of basically bringing a bunch of German intelligentsia here post-World War II. You've got the Shark Hunter stuff, Harry Cooper, and how many people, and then you got the term rat lines that, you know, a bunch of books talked about, a bunch of people getting to Argentina and the possibility of Adolf Hitler dying peacefully in Argentina and so forth and so on, and a bunch of the, you know, these so-called Nazi hunters catching Germans down there in South America and bringing them back to Israel and having their way with them. So you got all that stuff, okay? And so, like I said before the break, you've got a lot of different factions in alternative media that constantly argue about World War II and its fallout. And it still affects us today. We still have troops in Germany to this day. Okay, we still have American troops and bases in Germany. Rammstein, the legendary group, Rammstein Air Force Base, right? So what do you? I mean, this thing has still not been settled. We're still occupying Japan. We have bases in mainland Japan, Okinawa. I was stationed on Okinawa, okay, when I was in the Marine Corps. You got about 4 or 5 bases there, Marine Corps bases. Then you got Kadena Air Force Base. You got a couple Marine bases on mainland Japan. So it's just, you know, it's wild to, you know, to see this bubbling up into the culture now. Let's tie this in with Balenciaga for a second. Okay, so Mr. Producer, get clip 3 ready. Now, this is Greg Reese, okay, over on InfoWars. But I'm going to play just the beginning of this, and then we'll talk about this for a second. Go ahead and play clip 3.
During Kanye West's appearance on the Alex Jones show, he praised Hitler while reading the Bible. He spoke about Zionists, but failed to mention how they worked hand in hand with the Nazis to create Israel. He spoke out against porn, but begged God to allow him his supermodel habit. And the entire time, he wore a Balenciaga-styled BDSM mask without ever mentioning his close relationship with them. It was the epitome of cognitive dissonance. And as the political right praise Kanye as a Christian, the political left attack him as a racist, both sides dancing together in gay fascination with the celebrity. This is also called idol worship, and humans have a weak spot for it, although few will ever admit it.
Bring in the clowns. There will be clowns.
And while satiated with their bread and circus, one of Kanye's biggest benefactors, the CCP, is able to quietly round up thousands of protesters and disappear them without disturbing the sleeping masses. The China Show on YouTube has been doing a great job of covering this. The protests are nationwide, and they are directed against Xi and the entire CCP.
Ren Men Wan Sui. In China, you'll hear Gong Chan.
Okay. Now, get clip two ready since we're on Balenciaga real quick. I saw this some days back, a couple days ago on Gateway Pundit. Bizarre. A witch screams Balenciaga before being burned in American Horror Story scene. Okay, a recent video shared by users on Twitter makes the already disturbing Balenciaga scandal even more unsettling. The video making the rounds around the web shows a witch being burned alive on the hit TV show American Horror Story. As the witch is being burned at the stake, she screams out, "Balenciaga." The scene from American Horror Story was filmed back in 2017. That's 5 years ago, before satanic imagery within Balenciaga ad campaigns were exposed. Here's the online explanation at the time. Of the season finale of American Horror Story, Coven, Myrtle Snow walked into the desert in a flowing floor-length crimson dress, presented herself at the stake, and cried out, "Balenciaga," before going up in flames. We know why Myrtle's last word was Balenciaga, but was the dress she was wearing when she met her demise from the French fashion label? Nope. When we ask AHS costume designer Lou Eric to tell us what Myrtle wore and why it wasn't Balenciaga and the significance of her final frock, read on for the answers. The dress is from Caroline Herrera, our costumer found it online. Ryan Murphy wanted Myrtle to go out in style and asked that she be in a red gown. We wanted a dramatic dress that would really stand out in the quarry. So why weren't Myrtle's last words Caroline Herrera, since that's what she was wearing? In my opinion, the dress Myrtle was wearing and the fact that she yelled Balenciaga were never meant to be related. Her last word was just her tribute to all things couture. Balenciaga's brand itself is named after its founder, Cristobal Balenciaga. Balenciaga and their controversial child BDSM bear photo shoot also just happened to use yellow caution tape to spell their brand BAALENCIAGA. So that's Balenciaga. And Baal, we all know from the Bible. You know how Balenciaga had a warning tape on one of their ads spelling their name BAALENCIAGA. A friend just pointed out if you separate those words in Latin to Baalenciaga, then it translates to Baal is the king. Baal is a demon, pure evil. I thought that was pretty fascinating. All right, since they changed the spelling of their own company name in the pictures that were so controversial with the little bears with the leather, you know, BDSM kind of leather, you know, you know, freak show, I wouldn't call it clothing because it's not, but anyway. But that's just kind of fascinating that they respelled it Baal, okay? Remember we had the arches of Baal all over the place in the last few years? Remember that? And I covered that on the, you know, on the broadcast. It's pretty, pretty fascinating that, you know, this is all kind of coming to the surface. Some people will say this is purposeful that these Anons are out here exposing all of this stuff and the timing, and the storm has arrived, and you know, we all know this narrative. But go ahead and let's play clip two real quick.
The evil abuse of children that the world is waking up to today has been going on for many, many years. The Industrial Revolution was fueled by hundreds of thousands of children sold off of orphan trains at local fairs across the country, many of which were born within orphan asylums and referred to as foundlings. History shows us that not everyone sees an innocent child as someone to protect, and the Balenciaga scandal is exposing a hidden cult that celebrates the death and torture of children. The same photographer who placed the Supreme Court ruling on child porn in the Balenciaga ad that sparked this whole recent scandal also did a photo shoot for France's Double magazine that featured a traumatized-looking child having her passport photo taken for a trip to the same Disney cruise line that provides snorkeling trips off the coast of Epstein's Island, otherwise known as Little St. James. Both photo shoots appear to have been styled by Russian stylist Lada Volkova, a highly celebrated stylist in the fashion industry who works for Vogue, Adidas, Chanel, and has been a top stylist for Balenciaga since 2014. She has deleted her Instagram account since the scandal hit, but archived images show a dark appreciation for child abuse, images of violent pedophilia, child torture, child disembowelment, Satanism, and cannibalism. Many of these images are appreciated by her rich and famous designer friends, Gosha Rubchinsky and Marc Jacobs, both accused of peddling pedophilia in their own work. A recent video shows what appears to be fake babies sold in blood-spattered Balenciaga swag.
What's in your bag?
In my bag? Like, stop for a baby.
This is like, you can stop it there. But you know what's fascinating is, like, the Kardashians, Nicole Kidman, Kanye West, they were all in this. So you have to wonder about Kanye West. Did something grab onto his conscience finally and say, look, get out of this world, and, you know, so forth and so on? And then some of these Jewish mobsters started leaning on him, or, you know, you just don't know. But he was very, very into this fashion world, which seems to be a big front, as we all know, for years. Trafficking, human trafficking, especially these young models and so forth. They're always getting drugged and raped and tossed around the circuit, so to speak, eyes wide shut style. We all know that this is, you know, the reality, unfortunately, of our world. We also know through people just talking off the cuff about the snuff parties, snuff films. You had the one guy from the bass player, I guess, from the Scorpions talking about being taken to some party where it's $10,000 to get in, and they kill somebody right in front of everybody. You know, I mean, the depravity and the wickedness to, you know, attend something of this nature where they actually, you know, bring out a person, regardless of who they are, and what, slit their throat and bleed them out like a halal or kosher slaughter in front of the audience, and they all get their jollies off watching a person expire in front of them. I just, you know, this is just a wicked, wicked world, and unfortunately, these people, you know, you get into this ritual murder, whether it's the black nobility, the royal families, or the Jewish ritual murder, it really crosses different cultural barriers, let's say. And we all know, you know, this goes back with, look at the Mayans and the Aztecs and pulling out people's hearts and all the goofy stuff. This is something buried deep in the human psyche and spirit somewhere, where people feed this evil impulse in their lives, in their, you know, the temptation, I guess. Personally, I've never had that kind of a temptation to want to just, I mean, look, I not that I've never wanted to kill anybody, but to do it like in a ritual way, you know, when that person never did anything to me or anything of this nature, that doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't move me. I can't get my rocks off even entertaining something of this nature. Now, you know, a bunch of traitors and scumbags and filth that have are in the process of destroying our country, I might be able to take part in the liquidation of some of these people. I'll just be honest with you. But as far as doing that to somebody at some freaking mansion in the Hollywood Hills, I would probably end up moving the other way and going out to the car and grabbing whatever kind of firepower I got and making my way in there and taking some of them goons out. For real. I mean, that's just so sick and evil. But to move on. Elon Musk. Okay, this guy, he's in the news as much as freaking Kanye is. Okay. And I'm trying to find the article I had on Elon Musk, but anyway, okay. So Elon Musk saying it's likely that Twitter interfered in the 2022 Brazilian election. Okay. Let's see here. Get clip 8 ready, Mr. Producer. So we're having these dumps of these Twitter files. Matt Taibbi, I don't know if he's still with Rolling Stone or not. But I guess today there was another one. I haven't seen it floating around. I you know, Musk really just rubs me the wrong way. But let's listen to clip 8 real quick.
This is Dabu 7. By all accounts, Elon Musk has purchased a crime scene in terms of acquiring Twitter.
I agree with that.
They have dropped the Twitter files, which is showing the connection in the scandal of Hunter Biden's laptop, the covering up of it, all the players involved. Elon also made a big statement in terms of elections being manipulated by Twitter. People waiting to hear more information connected to that. Well, he's saying in this episode 2 that they're dropping today, they're going to expose shadow banning. Also, the boosting of certain followers for certain people. It was all handcrafted and manipulated, and it looks like many different agencies in the government had their hand in the pot, so to speak. And the Biden administration was simply just reaching out and saying, look, we don't like this person, that person, silence them, and they were done. Saying that a lot of the leadership that was inside of Twitter controlling things was left-leaning and doing anything that the government was asking in terms of censorship.
All right, you can stop it there.
On people.
So anyway, so the Hunter Biden stuff, you know, about how Twitter was working with the FBI and all these at their behest, censoring and squashing the Hunter Biden stuff pre-election. And then, you know, Musk yesterday said, I've seen a lot of concerning tweets about the recent Brazil election. If those tweets are accurate, it's possible that Twitter personnel gave preference to left-wing candidates. Well, duh, it's full of commies, Lefco San Francisco commies. Okay, so censoring Bolsonaro, okay, supporters, and Google manipulating search results against hire Bolsonaro, and then lifting up Da Silva and so forth. I mean, look at all the Twitter stuff with these color revolutions. Remember in Egypt, you know, all this stuff. I mean, Twitter is an intelligence front. Now, their hypothesis is that Musk Now, Elon Musk, too, 513, okay? That's his initials. He was wearing his little Devil's Champion uniform, 513, 18, 666. Just interesting. But anyway, so there's people that are hypothesizing that basically Musk is, well, at the same time he wants to chip you in the head, and it was, you know, doing all this strange stuff to monkeys, allegedly. He represents a faction, let's just say, of the military industrial complex that is more middle of the road, let's say, and normal leaning as far as political spectrum goes. Now, this DARPA stuff, you know, and Musk with the Starlink satellites and now Twitter, it looks like a possible, more or less a hostile takeover of some more traditional elements of the military against possibly like your far left Jesuit CIA, okay, Jesuit Jew CIA. And, you know, is that promising? Or is this just another layer of control? You know, like Neo says in The Matrix to the guy up there, the code guy or whatever. Is this just another layer of control? You see, this is where I'm at. I'm like, okay, this is great in the short term, I guess. You know, a bunch of stuff is getting dropped. But where does this go? Does this steam valve, you know, is this another kind of a steam valve to kind of, you know, keep people, oh yeah, the white hats are doing it, man. They're, you see with Elon and Twitter and blah, blah, you know, I don't know. We'll see. But it's, the guy creeps me out still to this day with just all the stuff in his life. All right, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
There's a voice that talks to me, said to me was wrong. It's night, but the sky's not falling, guess I must go on. There's a monster inside my head, holding on to you. But my hands that keep trembling, know the truth is true.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.